daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door. I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch grades of dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's the life you hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, but here fall down. Guts up dead, chest up gout. Like a small town flag of flying, or a newborn baby crying. In the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. It's when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours or minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came, the car got sold. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, putting food there on the table. Everybody for the family that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness and not to light. A lot of you guys are waiting for Jesus to come back. A lot of you folks out there are waiting and you're eager and you're waiting for Jesus to come back. Well, I want you to know that that day that you're waiting for is darkness. So a lot of you are waiting for darkness. If you're waiting for Jesus to come back, then you are waiting for darkness. Darkness on earth. If you have your Bibles with me today, I want you to turn to Amos chapter 5, verse 18 through 27. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? that day will be darkness, not light. Why are you always waiting for Jesus to come back? Because on that day, when Jesus comes back, that day is going to be darkness. It's going to be a lot of trouble, a lot of turmoil, a lot of heartache. The prophet here, Amos, had often denounced the coming of God's day, that is, of a time of judgment. And the unbelievers had said, "Let this day come that we may see it." Now the prophet tells them that the day would be to them darkness, calamity, and not light, and not prosperity. You see, the day of the Lord is judgment, and judgment is coming on earth, and judgment is coming to a lot of people today around the United States of America. And darkness and calamity and not light and not prosperity is coming to a lot of folks today. Because why? A lot of folks have used Jesus for personal gain and profit. A lot of evil has flourished, but the day of the Lord is darkness and not light. So here the prophet was saying, hey, look, it's a time of judgment. In verse 19, it will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear, as though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall only to have been bitten by a snake. Yes, they shall go from one evil to another. He who escapes from the lion's mouth shall fall into the bear's paws. There's no escaping when the time of judgment falls. You know, I'm here to tell you today that the day of the Lord is judgment. A lot of you are waiting for the Lord to return, and you want to see the Lord to return. That time will be a time of judgment where nobody can flee, where nobody can run. I'm here to tell you today, we are creating this technocratic system. We are creating a grid where nobody can flee and nobody can run. The time of judgment is at hand, not only on your church, not only on the United States of America, not only on the rest of the world, but the day of the Lord will be darkness and not light. This is what the prophet Amos is saying. He's saying you can go wherever you go, you'll meet a bear. You fled from a lion only to meet a grizzly bear. You rested on the wall only to have a snake come through the wall and bite your hand and poison you. And so here, the Israelites under the king Menahem wished to avoid civil war. Yes, this led to a series of evil inflicted by the Syrian kings. Till at last Israel was ravaged and carried into captivity. And thus, in avoiding one evil, they fell into another still more grievous. A lot of you, I'm telling you, you're wishing for Jesus to come back. You're going to be avoiding one evil after another evil, only to go into even more grievous evil. That is the time that we are in this country. That is the time that we are in this world. You're going to avoid one evil only to find another form of evil staring in your face. See, a lot of you are waiting for Jesus' return. A lot of you are praying that Jesus will return. That time that He returns will be darkness and calamity, and not light and not prosperity. And he continues to say, will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, pitch dark, without a ray of brightness? I hate, I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. The day of the Lord, when He comes, is total of judgment upon the churches and all these religious festivals of all these preachers and all these congregations, with all these multi-million dollar religious churches out there. The day of the Lord, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, will be a time of judgment. Donald Trump right now is in the United States. He is the tool of Jesus to bring judgment upon not only many other countries, but the United States, and justice. The churches and the assemblies of these wicked churches around America, they are a stench to me, says the Lord Jesus. They are wicked. They are evil. They only love themselves. They're only a lover of themselves. They only think about themselves and looking good in the eyes of people. They only want approval from men, and they use the church for personal gain. He says, these kind of assemblies are a stench to me. These are globalist churches. Even though you bring me a burnt offering and a grain offering, I will not accept them. In verse 22 of Amos, chapter 5. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard to them. Away with the noise of your songs, I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river. See, a lot of these evil churches are going to be singing songs. He says, away with that evil clangy noise. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. How many of you guys want justice to roll on like a river? Or righteousness like a never-failing stream? I do. I do. And Jesus says, the time of the Lord, the coming of the Lord will be a great time of justice. Yes, it will be a great time of darkness for a lot of people. The coming of the Lord will be a sign of judgment. When Jesus comes back, he's coming to judge. Yes. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Did you bring me sacrifice and offerings 40 years in the wilderness, people of Israel? You have lifted up a shrine of your king, a pedestal of your idols, the star of your God, which you made of yourself. Therefore, I will send you into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is God Almighty. I want to tell you, why do you long for the day of the Lord? What is it that you long for? Some of you, why do you long for the day of the Lord when Amos says that day is going to be a day of darkness and calamity and not light? Everybody wants to predict when Jesus Christ is coming back or when the end of the world is coming. I'm here to tell you that day, the Bible says that is a time of judgment. That means great evil is going to flood into this earth. Great evil is going to flood into America. As you can see that happening today, great evil is going to continue to rise up before that day. The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. And those of you that have lived your evil lives, and those of you that have went through your life, and you've done so many evil things, and you have not repented, this is the day of judgment. And I'm telling you that the day of the Lord is going to be darkness and not light, and you can run and run and try to hide, the Bible says, which you can't escape God's judgment, the lion's mouth or the bear's paws or the bite of the snake. No, you can't escape it. Let the execution of justice be everywhere like the showers that fall upon the land to render it fertile. And let righteousness in heart and life be like a mighty river or the Jordan that shall wind its course through the whole nation and carry every abomination into the Dead Sea. Let justice and righteousness prevail everywhere and sweep their contraries out of the land. The day of the Lord will be justice and righteousness, and it will prevail everywhere. I'm here to tell you, if you are waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ, you are waiting for justice and righteousness for those of you who have been persecuted, kicked out, and cast out by this evil world. But those of you who have manipulated your way, those of you that are globalists and have sold this country out, those of you who have sold this country out like Judas, the day of the Lord will be darkness and of calamity. But those of you who have been falsely accused, falsely imprisoned, those of you who have carried the cross of Jesus all the days of your life, the day of the Lord will be justice and righteousness. and those of you that have been mistreated, and those of you who have been kicked out, cast out, the day of the Lord is going to be justice and righteousness, and I'm here to tell you it's going to prevail everywhere. So why do you long for Jesus coming back, I ask you? Why are you waiting and just waiting that one day Jesus will come back? I believe you are waiting for some evil days. You are waiting for days of evil. Because evil will come. The day of the Lord, the Bible says, will be darkness. And I'm here to tell you that darkness now is on the United States of America. I'm here to tell you today that darkness now has infiltrated until we bring Jesus Christ back. The day of the Lord, yes, will be darkness, not light. Amos says, woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness and not light. Yes, I'm here to tell you today that that day will be darkened. Some of you, you can feel the evil moving in. Some of you, Satan is moving into your church. And instead of confronting the devil, you are playing with the devil. And one day, you're going to get burned. Preacher, if you do not confront Satan in your congregation, one day, you're going to get bitten. Like a man bitten by a snake or a man bitten by the bear. Yes, one day you're going to look and realize that you have now signed on to Satan yourself. One day you're going to be preaching and realize that I've come to preach only to give my congregation Satan and the New World Order beast. I only came to give them the technocratic beast system with the new artificial intelligent God. I did not confront this evil. No. All I did was just play and give people's emotions. And I've been, and yes, you've been preaching for years and you have not stood up for anything. And now let that day of judgment run you down. Let the execution of justice be everywhere like the showers that fall upon the land to render the fertile. Yes, you had your time on earth. You've had many years to do what's right. Instead, you sold the congregation. You sold yourself out to Satan. You couldn't even mention Satan on the pulpit. Why? Because you were a demon of Satan. You loved Satan so much that you didn't have enough courage to confront Satan when he confronted you. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you today that the majority of the churches in America have been taken over by Satan. They no longer want Jesus anymore. And this is why the day of the Lord, when Jesus comes back, it will not be a fun time. It will not be a great time. A lot of you are looking for a light in the sky or some clouds to open up. I'm here to tell you that justice and righteousness will prevail everywhere and sweep their contraries out of the land. That will be a day of judgment. Some have been led to think that during the 40 years which the Israelites spent in the wilderness between Egypt and the Promised Land, they did not offer any sacrifices, as in their circumstances it was impossible. They offered none because they had none. But such people must have forgotten that when the covenant was made in Sinai, there were burnt offerings and peace offerings of oxen sacrificed to the Lord. In Exodus 24:5, and at the setting up of the tabernacle, the 12 princes and the 12 tribes, each a young bullock, a ram, and a lamb for a burnt offering, a kind of sin offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, and 5 goats, and 5 lambs for a peace offering. Yes, which amount to an immense number of victims offered in the course of the 12 days during which the feast of the dedication lasted, at the consecration of the priests, the bullocks of the rams, to the consideration numbers were offered. But they were not offered so regularly, nor in such abundance as they were after the settlement into the Promised Land. Yes, learned men, therefore, have considered this verse. Yes, So during those 40 years in the wilderness, sacrificed in such a way as was pleased to me, ye did not, for your hearts were divided, and ye were generally in the spirit of insurrection and murmuring. Yes, this is what I am talking about. The day of the Lord will be darkness. I know you guys really think that you're something because you shop at Goodwill. You guys really think you're on top of the world because you have people applaud your name. You guys really think you're holy because every Sunday you go to church. You guys are worshiping your New World Order beast gods with your cell phones in your congregation ready to worship this artificial intelligent God. Yes. But why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness and not light. Woe to you for that day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness and not light. Yes, before Jesus comes back, it's going to have to get much worse, folks. Before Jesus comes back, it's going to have to get a lot worse than this. And the churches are going to get even more evil, a lot more evil than this. They've already taken down the crosses. They've already taken Jesus out. But this is just the beginning. Yes, they carried up, they set up their idols in public places and the public authorities and all their idolatries, and they carried their gods about with them everywhere. Yes. The day of the Lord, when it comes, it's not going to be exactly what you think. Yes, the tabernacle, they set up these portable shrines with an image of their God in it, such as Molech, and the stars of representative of their God, Chewin. Yes, I mean, idol worship is huge in the United States. You cannot go anywhere without seeing somebody's head in their iPhones. You go through town after town, people set out the porch just looking at their iPhones. This is idol worship. This is getting you ready for the AI God. This is the day of the Lord. It's not here yet. But you know, the churches across America has allowed one idol into the church and is working on worshiping a false idol called artificial intelligence or an AI God. What did the church do? It's called texting to one another. It's evil under the sun. Texting one another is evil and comes from Satan. And it's all in accordance with Satan to create this artificial intelligence and this worship of an AI God. That is why when you go to church, people are so cold. And they don't talk anymore because now they have joined Satan through Facebook, Instagram, and texting. So today technology is evil, and today it comes to turn you into an android. Yes, and a human robot. And yes, it's turning your church into a place where people worship their new God. And that's an artificial intelligence. So for all you Baptists out there, and those who are waiting for the Lord's return, well, you must be waiting for some very bad times to come your way. I personally am waiting for good times. But for you guys who are waiting for Jesus to come back, you are waiting for some dark times. According to the Bible, there will be some dark times, some dark days ahead of us, and then Jesus will come back. Yes, in John 3:19, the Bible says, "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, for their deeds were evil." Yes, in John 3:20, "For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to light, for fear there will indeed be exposed." And Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, so that those who do not see me, for those who do not see may see, that those who see may become blind." We need to understand that the day of the Lord will be darkness. The day of the Lord is darkness. The day of the Lord is darkness. I know. But you guys are goody-two-shoes in your church. I know. You guys are helping everyone around the world, but you don't care about the United States of America. I know. You guys got fellowship every week. So in your mind, you think you're good. In your mind, you think you're going to heaven, but you're really going to hell in your mind. In your mind, as long as people praise your name, you feel like you're a good person. In actuality, you're not a good person, but you're on a one-way ticket to hell. You see, you have played out the congregation's emotions. And as long as you continue to play with people's emotions, you cannot ever be blessed by God. So you can run, and you can run. You can escape the lion's mouth. You can escape the bear's paws. But when you lean on the wall, a serpent's going to bite your hand. Snakes and venomous animals are fond in taking up their lodging in walls of houses. Did you know that? Where they can either find or make holes, and it is dangerous to sit near them or lean against them. Of course, in the East Indies, they keep this faithful mongoose, a species of Inchdemon, in their houses for the purpose of destroying the snakes that infest them. How many of you today, you'll probably go to sleep in your bed and might get bit by a snake? How many of you today might just get bit by a snake? Well, you can run, but judgment's going to run you down. You can try to offer sacrifices by sacrificing every Sunday and going to church. You can try to go to church and sacrifice your time. You can sacrifice. You could think the more you give, that somehow that is going to save you for the coming judgments, and that is not. No. The coming judgment is on America. Until we return back to Jesus Christ and put Jesus, who is the head of the church. Jesus Christ is the head of your evil church. Until you realize that Jesus is the head of your evil church. Now, all you guys that are waiting for Jesus to come back, well, that day is going to be darkness and not light. I hear it all the time. I'm waiting for Jesus Christ to come back. I'm waiting for Him to take me back up. To beam me up, Scotty. I'm waiting for Jesus to take me back up. Well, that day is going to be judgment. Judgment is going to be everywhere. Judgment is coming to the world. And if you have been following evil your whole life and you have not repented, well, judgment is coming to you. So why do you desire the day of the Lord? What benefit do you expect by you getting the day of the Lord? Won't it be darkness and not light? Will it not bring affliction and calamities and miseries and distress, which are often in the Scriptures expressed by darkness? And not prosperity and happiness, which are sometimes signified as light. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 30, the Bible says, "And it will growl over it in the day like the roaring of the sea. If one looks to the land, behold, there is darkness and distress. Even the light will be darkened by its clouds." Yes, even the light will be darkness by the clouds. Yes. "Then they will look to the earth and behold distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish. And they will be driven away in darkness." In Esther 8:16, "For the Jews there was delight and gladness and joy and honor. And even the day of the coming of Christ were to the unbelieving Jews darkness and not light. They were blinded in it and given up a judicial blindness and darkness. They hated and rejected the light of Christ and the gospel, and which issued a great calamities and the utter ruin and the destruction of the people. Yes, the day of the Lord is darkness. You see, the day of the Lord did come to earth, and that was Jesus Christ. But the people of darkness, the people of darkness and rejected the light. The day of the Lord will be darkness because the people love darkness and rejected the light. The day of the Lord will bring affliction and calamities and miseries and distress, which are often said to be darkness. This is the day of the Lord. You are waiting for darkness when Jesus come back. Because when the light came to earth, man loves darkness. And even today, man loves darkness. They hated and they rejected the light of Christ and His gospel. How many of you know today that the church hated and rejected the light of Christ and the gospel, which is issued in great calamities and the utter ruin of destruction of the people? Woe to you! Woe to you! Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. That day will be darkness and not light. And you can run and run and run, and you're going to go from escape one evil and just end up to another evil. You're going to escape one evil and go to another evil. America, let me tell you the time that we are in. We're in the calm before the storm. We have some breathing room now, but we're in the calm before the storm. Get ready. God has given us a calm before the storm. Before the storm. Before the darkness. Before Satan really engulfs this nation. We really need to all come together and bring Jesus Christ back. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic. We all need to come together and bring Jesus Christ back. Because we are in the calm before the storm. You haven't seen nothing yet. Yes. Let justice and righteousness prevail everywhere and sweep all the evil out of the land. I'm here to tell you that only Jesus Christ, the reason why, is when a society becomes dehumanized, it becomes demoralized. And television's been really good at dehumanizing us. And television, video games, been really good at demoralizing us. And we have taken Jesus out of every facet. And a lot of schools are getting sued just for having a picture of Jesus on the wall. And still, we're more worried about other countries than our own country, United States of America. I'm here to tell you the day of the Lord will be judgment. And it will be an evil time and a time that you cannot escape. And before that time comes, we're in the calm of the storm. God has given us, I believe, 7 days of rest, or 7 years of rest before the storm prevails. I'm praying for America, and I'm praying for other countries too. I'm praying for you. I'm praying that Jesus will make you strong in this time and show grace and mercy, because that's all we can pray for is mercy upon ourselves. I'm praying for your family. But we are entering into some very interesting days. And a lot of you are longing for Jesus' return. And I don't blame you, but that day will be darkness and not light. Men want darkness. Human beings ultimately desire evil. Human beings, they desire darkness. They don't want the truth. But the God of the universe will bring truth to the unbelieving people who desire darkness. The same unbelieving people who crucified Jesus on the cross. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? Amos chapter 5, verse 18 through 27. Read it. I'm here to tell you that we need to fly high in Jesus. We need to fly high. And yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch grades, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's the life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, the tears fall down. Gust up in, chest stuck out, like a small town flag of flying. Or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. When you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours or minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down. If you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a